And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 4th of September, 2012. It was on this day in 1998 that Google was incorporated, the brainchild of two PhD students at Stanford, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who designed a search engine that was different from the others. Instead of giving you results based on how many times your search term appeared on a web page, they created software that would figure out how many times each relevant website was linked to from other relevant websites, and sorted those and then laid them out for you on a very clear, simple screen. In June of 2006, Google was added to the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb. It's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on a plantation near Natchez, Mississippi, 1908, came north, became a writer, author of the novel Native Son, came out in 1940, about a black man, Bigger Thomas, gets a job as a chauffeur for a beautiful young white woman, accidentally kills her. A huge bestseller when it came out, made into a Broadway play, now required reading at many high schools. This day in 1666 was the most destructive day of the Great Fire of London, which had begun a few days before, people scurrying to get their possessions out of the path of the fire. And the diarist Samuel Pepys wrote about the chaos and confusion in the streets, the people running, pushing carts full of belongings, the fire coming on in the narrow streets with infinite fury. He wrote, "I saw how horridly the sky looks all on a fire in the night was enough to put us out of our wits, and indeed it was extremely dreadful, for it looks just as if it was at us and the whole heaven on fire. I, after supper, walked in the dark down to Tower Street, and there saw it all on fire, at the Trinity House on that side and the Dolphin Tavern on this side, which was very near us, and the fire with extraordinary vehemence." The system of firefighting basically was to demolish houses in the path of the fire, hoping to create a fire break. The following day, September the 5th, the Great Fire was officially over, and it all started on September the 2nd when the King's Baker in Pudding Lane had neglected to turn the ovens off all the way. London was a city of 80,000 people, and historians estimate that the Great Fire destroyed the homes of 70,000 of them, as well as almost 90 churches, all the official buildings. St. Paul's Cathedral was burned, and all of medieval London within the old Roman city wall. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled The Highway. It seems too enormous just for a man to be walking on, as if it and the empty day were all there is. And a little dog, trotting in time with the heat waves off near the horizon, seeming never to get any farther. The sun and everything are stuck in the same places, and the ditch is the same all the time, full of every kind of bone, while the empty air keeps humming that sound it has memorized of things going past. And the signs, with huge heads and starved bodies, doing dances in the heat, and the others big as houses, all promise, but with nothing inside and only one wall, tell of other places where you can eat, drink, get a bath, lie on a bed, listening to music, and be safe. If you look around, you see it is just the same the other way going back, and farther now to where you came from, probably, than to places you can reach by going on. The Highway by W.S. Merwin, from the first four books of poems published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Nick Vedder, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.